Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
I don't know if I really need to be saying this, but I feel like I should. I was thinking today of redoing my rantcast, because I felt like I could clarify a lot of what I was saying and provide a bit more logic to the anger that I was expressing. I don't think that's, I don't think I want to do that. I think all of the facts are very, very obvious. At times I kind of, you know, I have a slip and slide because of the level of rage that I'm at. Some people would say that they're 90% of us believe in background checks. Some people say they're 80% of us. The way in which I think it came over was is that it had changed from 90 to 80%. And that's not what I meant to say. There are moments like that through it, glitches and stuff. But what was really, I think, the most honest and true thing that I could express was my anger. That was more important to me. We all know the facts. We all know every fucking fact. I'm tired of going through the facts. I talk about that. We repeat the facts every time the madness occurs. And we come to these watershed fucking moments after watching a tragedy of epic proportions that no other country wouldn't deal with afterwards, and try to find other solutions rather than the there should, how many doors there should be. I don't want to start up again. I thought what was most important was the expression of my rage in light of what happened, and that's to me what mattered, and that's was needed to come out. You really don't want to deal with my anger, don't watch this. It's fine. Watch, go to the, go and when the rant cast begins and you hear the rants from Washington, D.C. Okay. But I'm not going to do it again. I got out what I wanted to get out and said it in the way in which I wanted to say it. And I think I will leave it at that. And, thank you for your understanding. And it's not like I have something better to do today. I just don't want to go through and look at the facts again, and because what is frightening is that these deaths soon become facts, and they're no longer people. And the rubber chicken says, it seems to me that your democracy would work a hell of a lot better if it expressed the will of the people. But what do I know? I'm just a rubber chicken. Well, that was very insightful. I know how angry you are. Yes, we will discuss this some other time. There are many problems with our democracy, and I will go with some other time, okay? It's ridiculous what has happened because of the fact that the will of the people is not expressed. But I've got to get on with Rantcast. Number 84 entitled Memorial Days. It is Memorial Day weekend, where we mourn those who died while serving in our armed forces. And in that group that sacrifices on a level that is unimaginable on a daily basis. And we put this day aside. And sacrifice on the level is those the two teachers in Uvalde, Texas, which I could not believe, huddled over their students in order to protect them. I do not think I am capable of that. We just keep pounding ourselves. We just pound ourselves with our stupidity. Okay? Unbelievable to me. What happened there, and that seems to have to happen because, but 80% of the rubber chicken says the will of the American people. 80% of us want background checks. If you didn't see Steve Kerr's the coach of the Golden State Warriors is all over social media. I happened to watch that the beginning of the game, and for him to before that game, and they should have canceled the game. It was in Texas, but you know they have to play the game, and he pointed out quite eloquently the control, you know, the control that the Republican Senate has in terms of stopping what is essentially the will of the people, that sometimes it's 90% as I read. Today, it's 80% of the American people believe in background checks. Huh? How difficult is that? And believed in them after Sandy Hook and believed in it every single time this shit happens. Every time. And we can't get background checks passed. Why? So they'd have to wait a few days to get a gun? There's already I guess it was 330 million guns. There's like four guns for some... It's 336 million people. There was a gun per person. Now there's like four guns per person or some shit. And they can't sell them fast enough. And you can't check in to see whether somebody should be given a gun or not. What is the matter with us? You know, no other country does this, okay? And I'm repeating a litany of shit that we've been through a billion times. Every time it happens. We run around the same goddamn track, saying the same fucking things over and fuck over again, to no avail. And the other side comes back with, well, you know, the reason, you know, because really it's a matter of arming the teachers. Are you insane? Huh? We don't ask enough of our teachers. Now you're going to have, what? They're coming in with military-style weapons. That's what we're saying now. Because when you say AR-15-style weapons, I've been through that with people. You really don't know what you're talking about. I do know that nobody should be given that goddamn fucking gun. That's what I believe. There was a ban on them. And there was, I got the, where's the numbers of 400? There were 400,000. Before the ban came up, up until 1994 and 2004, that ban ran out. There were 400,000. Now there are 400,000 assault weapons or military style weapons. And now there are 20 million. Please, for what? Huh? What are you attacking? The teacher with a handgun is going to do, what are you doing to people? They're responsible. We're supposed to build armed camps for our kids to go to school in. Look, the fact of the fucking matter is well, why was it different when you were a kid? It was different when I was a kid because we weren't selling goddamn guns and giving them away, you know, like they're fucking cotton candy. You know, anybody can have one. And then you reduce the age to 18. Really? When I was a kid, they raised. In the District of Columbia, you lived in Maryland, you could cross the state line and get beer up until the time that I was, and then they cut that off. They're not selling beer to them, okay? Please. There's no reason for this. None. And then they claim guns have nothing to do with it. No. It's the mentally ill people. That's the problem. Okay? The problem is that the fucking, and wherever Ted Cruz got his portion of a brain from is beyond me. Well, it's, we got too many doors on schools. Please stop it. Stop pointing in other directions. Figure it out. Okay? You gave the guns away. You basically said anybody can come in. You know, you'd be, you know, and then it's not enough that you got a concealed weapon shit thing going on. So that you got, you don't know who's out there carrying guns anymore. And it hasn't worked. Okay? All you got to do is look at the numbers. I don't give a fuck. I don't care anymore. There's, look at the goddamn numbers. 213 fucking mass shootings this year. Please, children, the highest cause of death among children is guns. What does it take for you to pay attention? Huh? I can't stand we got a whole group of people using their fucking massive God-given intelligence to fight us. That we have to fucking fight people who are really much brighter. And so they can come up with this kind of like confused logic that we have to kind of work around their logic. There's no logic anymore. We agree on this. Most of us agree on the assault weapons. Well, don't say assault, military style weapons. They shouldn't be able to shoot 30 fucking rounds or 50 or 60. And I don't need the fucking facts. Okay? I do know that the bullets kind of fucking blow people up. All right? I've heard enough about this shit over and over and over again. Shit I never wanted to learn or know about. And I still don't. And there's no reason I should have to. Every other country deals with this. Every other fucking country. And looks at us as if we are out of our minds. And I will repeat it again. When all the other countries gather around and look at you as if you're crazy. Hey, guess what? You're fucking crazy. And then you go over the people that have got those guns, you know, those mentally ill people, we really got to deal with them. We are ending up giving the insane people better armaments than we give the people protecting us. What planet can we be living on? Okay? No other country would allow the kind of weaponry we allow. What's next? Howitzers? Huh? Put that, instead of a garden ornament in your front yard, you have a howitzer in case somebody comes up to you. Oh, I blew up the house next door. I'm really sorry. I didn't know how to aim it. I mean, for God's sake, it isn't the Wild West. This is not the Wild West in any way, shape, or form. Quit acting like this. Kind of like, yeah, we're going to go walk down the street. All we need to do is let the good guys. Then the good guys couldn't do it anyway. The people you fucking trained in Texas, in Machoville, okay, down in the big macho state, they couldn't do what had to be done. Probably because the guy had a better weapon than they had. And because they weren't trained properly. So let's show their training better. Their laws on the books. Fuck you, their laws on the books. The laws on the books need to be, it needs to be done on a level in which it works. Okay? Don't tell me the laws on the books. He's down there in Texas babbling about that. Then name the laws if you're sitting there. Huh? And the NRA, what? It's beyond, it's on a realm, you can't even find the satire for it. That the NRA, literally moments afterwards, sets up shop. In outside of Houston, I guess, or in Houston, and starts, you know, having their convention, and Donald Trump shows up, or say, I'm here, I'm gonna protect your right. What? What fucking right? What, written during, because the Constitution was talking about, you know, goddammit, they were not, it's just so simple, they weren't talking about goddamn fucking military-style weapons. Except back then, which is like put one thing at a time and then do this, you know, and then with the gunpowder and then put the bullet and shoot it. At some point, you got to look beyond the Constitution to common fucking sense. And it's gone. So many of them. so many people out there. It's gone. But it's not gone in most of us who are just pleading, please stop this before the madness continues again. Just help us. Sit down at a table and realize that this has got to be done. Because we don't have enough. We have the Memorial Day weekend. Well, now we're going to have a memorial on every fucking day. I can guarantee it. The way we're rolling, every day will be another day we're mourning over a mass shooting. Every day it'll be up, and then there's this day, and there's Uvalde Day and Parkland Day, Robb Elementary School Day, Columbine Day. We'll be doing this over and over and over again. We point at the people who we think have lost their minds and then refer to it as evil. Jesus, that allows you to take it off your back, doesn't it? Well, it's not really good. It was evil. What's evil is to see what's in front of you and needs to be done and go blind, okay? And not pay attention to it, to pull your eyes out so that you can hold the gun better in your hands, so that it allows you to hold that gun, okay? That's evil, is to turn your back on the fact that what you have created in order to protect guns does not protect people. Your precious fucking gun. Fuck you. Fuck you and your tiresome nonsense. You know, you're just as much to blame for that kid going in there, because maybe that kid is half crazy because of watching people like you deny reality over and over and fucking over again. Okay, I got no jokes for this. I had jokes. I had jokes in 2016 in Black to the Future. I made jokes about it. Okay? I'm supposed to come up with better jokes, new jokes, funnier jokes, jokes that'll really change the way we look at this shit. Are you kidding me? I'm supposed to come up with a bigger and better joke. I'll be talking about this when I go back on tour again. So if this is something that's going to upset you, don't, please, you know, there's no need to show up, all right? And the way in which I will deal with it is not the way I'm dealing with it now. I will promise you there will be jokes, but that jokes may upset you because you may be afraid that I'm coming to take your gun. I've been through that. I've spent 6 months, year and a half talking about the fact that nobody's coming to take your guns. That's bullshit. You got your guns, you're going to keep your guns. I'm not coming. Look at me. Maybe if we all wear, this is another idea, okay? Maybe if we all wear a peace shirt, everything will be better. And everybody will calm down. Everybody will go, oh, I don't need a gun because it's going to be peace. Everything, okay? It's all going to be very peaceful. Maybe, I mean, that makes as much fucking sense as what we're doing. Please, please buy your peace shirt and buy it from me. Actually, this comes from a great store in Nashville, Tennessee, that is closed. And it's Two Aging Hippies, I think it was called. But I'm just digressing for a moment so that I can catch my breath and fucking stop screaming, because I've been yelling like a lunatic. It's all I've got. All I got, because I can't continue to go through this. None of us can. Beaten and bloodied and, on a metaphorical level. And the folks who are out there, the Gabby Giffords, the Brady folks, the folks up in Connecticut, Sandy Hook, that group, all these groups that continue to literally, in light of everything, to kind of like, we're like, you know, we're mullahs. Just banging and banging and banging on the rock until hopefully the stream moves us and we can get down to where they're, where we can, pass the, pass that immovable group of people that is represented by that rock. My hat is off to the folks who continue to work as hard as they do over day after day after day. And we will march and we will yell and we will sign petitions, and we will spend tons of money to do to get through. And the NRA meets literally within the state of Texas. Just stop for a moment. You know, it's awful. Just, you know, a whole community traumatized and others traumatized. And then you settle down to have this discussion again. And we have to listen to you come up with a whole, you know, that list of excuses that you used before. And I'm sure there's some new ones that I've missed in this rantcast. Maybe you could just tell us, give us a ballpark figure how many guns really are needed until you feel safe, huh? How many of those assault weapons do you need? How many more? Just tell us. We'll get them to you. Let's call the ball game over then. Okay? Then we stop selling them. There's good news somewhere. The vaguely good news. The British are going to make a move to put a windfall tax, which we wouldn't do this, of course. You know, Biden should try to do it. They'll defeat it in Congress. But to put a windfall tax on gas and oil, which are making record fucking profits. And the British, who I rarely go to for much in terms of their ideas, came up with, this is a great one. It's exactly what needs to be done. And then the money that comes from that will go to help the poorest in England. Okay? That's a good idea. That's a nice idea. That's something that helps. Not what we're doing. The whole world is watching. The whole world is watching. And they are disgusted. I am sure. Appalled, disgusted, and disturbed by what they see. We're a democracy, as the chicken says. My good friend, the rubber chicken, says that does not express the will of the people. So what kind of democracy are we then? Came up with a whole bunch of ideas to undermine the democracy, like gerrymandering. Both sides are completely culpable when it comes to it. Can't come up with a neutral commission to do it. It has to be done. They can't come up with neutral commissions, but that has to be fucking done. It's not that they can't, they won't. No, I'll repeat it again. Nobody in office should decide which group of people are voting for them. That's the deal. Sorry. And somehow that gets by the Supreme Court and it has not been dealt with properly. And then it's taken to these courts. It's got to be put on a basis in which the will of the people is expressed. And this fucking, these corporations can hand out as much money as they want because they're people, and I can't even think of the name of what that is. I wasn't even going to talk about it. That was another fucking drive a giant hole into the fabric of our Constitution, really. Based on what? What corporations existed back then that you would allow to see them as a person? Okay? They're not. They should not be allowed to influence shit with their money at all. At fucking all. You put a cap on that horse shit, you know, really just a touch. They can contribute $1,000. That's it. Fuckers. They undermine it. We do everything in our power to undermine our ability to take care of ourselves, you know, which is what a democracy has to be in part. That has to be, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's not really, we pay lip service to it. And when it comes to doing the things that need to be done to provide that, we haven't got a clue. Not even close. I'll leave you with this. This really is upbeat, isn't it? Boy. For my good folks at The Week, once again, pointing out something. Sheriff Bob Johnson of Santa Rosa County, ooh, Florida, isn't that unusual, has encouraged homeowners to shoot intruders to save taxpayers' money. I can't even go. I'm not going to even go through. They, you know that there's 15 jokes that can be made right there. All very, very similar to the jokes that can be made in part about the teachers with a gun. These jokes are very obvious. You don't hand a teacher a gun. Please. They're the last people on earth who want it. All little Jimmy has to do is cross one line and boom. That teacher goes up. Every teacher is at that point from time to time during the year where they're going to snap. Don't put a gun in their hands. Don't put a gun in their hands. So you're going to encourage homeowners to just fire at will, to shoot intruders. How do you know it's an intruder? Could be the person from next door who's just kind of opening that back door. Bam. That could be, you could shoot him for that. You could finally, come on over, have some coffee. Boom. Oh, you saved us money. You blew away the neighbor you didn't like, who you thought was screwing your wife. Okay? My God. If the suspect is shot rather than arrested, the sheriff said, these are the people who are supposed to protect us, said at a press conference, the chances of them reoffending after that are zero. Yeah. If they're shot rather than arrested. Yep, that'll do it. Mm-hmm. So, except maybe if they come back after they've kind of come out of the hospital, and they might just come back to shoot you. So we prefer that you do that, actually. Defense lawyers call this advice wildly irresponsible. No, that barely touches it. Fucking nuts, crazy, insanity to the 20th power. That's what that is. That's insanity to the 20th power. And that's not, and that just gets you to where the first part of the sentence, where he just says about the taxpayers are saving us money. Every sentence he goes through after that, it means the straitjacket he should be in should be larger. I wish that I had, you can hear it on somewhere. I think Pandora, I have no idea. We're going to try to put it out this week, I think. The stuff with my jokes about guns. They won't make a difference, those jokes. They didn't then, and they won't now, but they, you know, maybe after another week, they might make you laugh. I just had to get it off my chest. I should have put a disclaimer at the beginning. Said, you know, if you don't want to hear this shit, you don't have to. You've heard it all over and over and over, fuck over again. You know, people are saying, you know, we can't get immune to it. We can't stop feeling. Well, the media has to stop too, in terms of its asking, pulling those kids out and asking those kids questions. I mean, I think in the, I don't know how it does anything but put that child in a very awkward position of trying to express feelings about something that none of us have the ability to express our feelings about, except those who want to maintain guns, those who don't want background checks, those who want to continue to have military style weapons, those who believe that the most important amendment is that right to bear arms. Those are the ones who really have a grip on. Those are the ones that you should probably interview and have some good questions for. All right? Or maybe bring one of those kids with you, and then you're just holding their hand, which you do probably more, it's as much for the kid as you're doing right now. I think that, and this is the end of my madness, that I wish that they would show the bodies of those children. I wish they'd shown the pictures of those bodies to those who sit in Congress and make them look at it and then have them vote. They'd vote the same, I'm sure, but they should be forced to look at what they have wrought. what they hath wrought. To those who have lost a loved one and are thinking about them this Memorial Day, those who lost someone in the military, you served in your fashion as much as they did, that we know. To all who have served, like everything else, it's time that we taxed ourselves so that we make sure that you were given everything that you should be given for the service that you have given. There should be no lip service. I was going to read, if this hadn't happened this week, I was going to read three pieces by military folks, and I won't do that. I'll save those, and you'll be hearing them. They were quite well written, as were those that came this the second night at the Warner Theater. We'll be going through those rants. I really do hope, I really hope that you take, we can all take a deep breath, and find a center. And I can't believe it's like a yoga practice guy talking to you. I've never said anything. I don't know where that came from. But I do hope that we can get to the other side and begin to make headway and become better than what we are now. And do for our children what should be done for them, which is keep them safe and stop coming up with excuses. Okay? Let's try to do that from now on, please. Please take care of each other. And I do hope, and I want to thank all of those who sent in the rants. And hopefully that'll help take a few things off your mind. Okay? And enjoy your Memorial Day fatty foods. Because that's what this should really only be about today. I mean, this weekend. You know, get that grill out. Find the fattiest fats, place them down there, and go, life is good. Take that moment. Fuck the take the breath shit. Take the moment with the fatty foods. Enjoy it. Really, that's outside of our, mourning. We hoist a couple of drinks and down a little fat. Makes my lips smack. Take care of each other. It's all that really matters.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And I'd like to thank you all for coming out on a shitty day. And I'd like to thank those of you who are watching from wherever it is you're watching. And I just want to say that it's really great. This is being at the Warner Theater, this is really one of the places I truly love to perform, not just because it's my home here, but because it's just a really great space, and it means a lot to me. And because you guys get it. You guys really get it. Okay, I've performed in front of, Congress people and stuff like that. They're just fucking exhausting. But, seriously, I did the Congressional Correspondents' Dinner, and I was between, and I even talked about it, I think here a number of times, I was between Dick Cheney and Mitch McConnell, which is like being on, that's like being on an iceberg going to hell. So it's always nice because you guys really get it. You live in the midst of it. It's one of the reasons I lived here. I left here is because I couldn't live in the midst of it. I already lived in the midst of it enough. And I said, fuck, I could get into real trouble if I stay here. I want to thank you. And I'd like to dedicate the show this evening. I had a friend pass away, and a Bruce McVitie, who's a terrific actor and a wonderful person, and this is for him. So, but on the upside, one of my idols is here tonight, and came out of D.C., performed here for years, and is my friend now. Mark Russell is here tonight. And so, and I made him pay for the ticket. So here we go. Travis West, I don't want to rant. I instead want to commend the Washington Transportation Authority for its reliable, efficient, inexpensive, comfortable metro service. Really, bravo. When I think of world-class public transportation, I think of Washington's Transportation Administration and its first-class metro system. I can't wait until the show is over so I can go on my next ride. This is Tabitha Gorman. I'm a recovering Capitol Hill staffer in search of a career pivot. Both parties suck eggs, and I'm done. What should I do next? I'm an expert in Senate procedure, which makes me completely useless to society. Advice. Please don't use my name. Oh, I did. I see tax lobbyists here. No, I think you go right into stand-up. That's right. You've already seen enough. You're loaded up. You're ready to roll. I mean it. All you got to do is you fucking get a hold of that congressional record. You've been through it every day. Just grab it and fucking sit there, pull the quotes out. Fuck, it's a billion-dollar industry. I've been getting away with this shit for years. And also in regards to this, Marley Davis says, since summer is about to start, can you please let all the Hill interns know that no one gives a flying fuck that they intern on the Hill? They flood the Metro and Starbucks with their red badges displayed as if it proves anything other than I'm a douche. If any of us grown adults wanted to intern for Dianne Feinstein, we would. Wait in line for your latte like everyone else and shut up. Annie Styles, this is back to back. No one has ever said this. I've done this for 6 years. No one has ever come out against Jell-O. Jell-O is sinister. And honestly, I can't think of anyone decent who actually likes it. Did you know that gelatin had its historical beginnings in the medieval elite? Syphilitic psychos. And Thomas Jefferson had a wine jelly recipe at Monticello. and he was a piece of shit. Assaulting enslaved women, and I'm not saying people who like Jell-O are syphilitic rapists, but I'm saying that they have something in common with syphilitic rapists. Jell-O is weird, slimy, and sinister. Well, I don't want to even go to your kitchen. And then she wrote in, oh, I forgot. Fuck. I forgot about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby likes Jell-O too. What a piece of shit. I'm reading these because I think this one in particular, because this has been a response this week about this, so it's important. This is from Gail Hamilton. This is her opinion. People in the U.S. realize that the Supreme Court is just nuts, don't they? Right. Because a fucking hemorrhoid in human form became president and has appointed two people, and I use the term loosely, using criteria that seems to be choosing candidates that have a worse record as a human being than him, we are now stuck with shitbags such as Justice Rapey McRapeface. And the real-life version of Professor Umbridge. And due to the inanity of lifetime appointments, they will be there after my daughter hits fucking menopause. What the hell are you going to do? Track every woman making trips from D.C. to Maryland to check that they are actually planning to see dolphins frolicking at the National Aquarium? Yes, officer, I truly enjoy watching an intelligent mammal jump through hoops for a sliver of mackerel. You're going to have a portable sonogram in your squad car? What's going to happen to fucking privacy? Guess that only applies to white guys. And while we're at it, why the fuck do white guys get off making rules on abortion? The closest any of them will ever come to being personally affected by this ruling is if Justice McRapeface has to procure those handy-dandy pills for one of those suspiciously attractive clerks. Stay the fuck out of my and 150 million women's bodies. You don't like abortions, don't fucking get one. This is, and also I'm going to say this, because I've said it all the time. This is a fucking open forum, okay? If there's something you want to say about what you heard tonight, go ahead and write it in, and I'll go ahead and read it, okay? I'm interested in hearing from all sides, so... So go ahead. That was certainly an extreme position. I think Rapey McRapeface, maybe just a touch over the line. But I'm not a woman, even though I've menstruated once. My mother made me as a punishment. Anne Marie Spatafor. Hi, Lewis. I know the world is a complete fucking dumpster fire right now, and as a professional woman in America, I probably should be more worried about our upcoming live-action cosplay version of the goddamn Handmaid's Tale, but instead, I've decided to rant about something even more universal. My goddamn neighbors. Specifically, the Karenhood that has decided that they get to, I'm not shitting you, inspect my fucking yard every year for violations, like the wrong fucking paint color, or my grass being exactly 1/8 inch too fucking long. Who the fuck do these fucking funks think they are? We're 30 seconds to a nuclear war, have barely survived the worst fucking humanitarian tragedy virus in 100 fucking years, and I just spent all of my life savings, plus my children and my children's children's savings, and went all fucking Mad Max through the goddamn take-no-prisoners process required to just fucking buy a house in this goddamn fucking East Coast hellhole. But yes, by all means, please tell me when I haven't used enough Chernobyl-level pesticides to control 4 fucking dandelions in my front yard. I thought I might die before the end of that sentence. Because we as a society for sure have nothing better to worry about right now than the off-chance possibility that Marge down the fucking boulevard thinks I planted off the approval list of evergreens. Fuck! This is spectacular, and this is from Flo Nightingale, and it's a great one to close on. And I really want to thank the Warner for having me back, and I want to thank all of you for coming out. And we're going to be in Greensburg, Pennsylvania tomorrow, so get in your I'm going to read some that I've gotten here in Washington. I'm going to read them tomorrow because there's a couple I didn't get to. And send in your rants from there. And this is, we end with Flo Nightingale. Hello, saw your show last time at the Warner Theater. I'm glad to see you're back healthy and somewhat sane. As a nurse practitioner working in the emergency department here in the D.C. area, I'd like to say happy fucking Nurses Week. Yep. There's no surprise that it's in the same month as Mental Health Awareness Month. COVID has been a code brown shitstorm for us, and even old Flo Nightingale would have quit just before sending a big F you to whiners that won't wear masks and complain about their freedoms. If you would like to thank us, don't give us a pizza or shitty work logo slag. Please just get the word out about something we nurses want the public to know. One, nothing goes up your ass accidentally. So just fucking stop saying that shit. It's a lie that we both know is a lie. Two, we wear masks all day, every day. So suck it up, buttercups, and quit your bitching. When you say you, and this is true of me, when you say you only drank, ate, took two of something, we double that number. Because a glass of wine isn't fucking 12 ounces. We are the original intermittent fasters. We don't eat, take a shit, or pee for 12 hours. So don't complain about wait times. Our bladders are always full and stomachs empty. So sit down and be nice. Five. We always knew, and our patron St. Florence knew, that washing your hands is important, and you gross motherfuckers have just gotten clued in. So, if you know a nurse, thank them by wearing your mask, washing your goddamn hands, and this is important, if you put something in your ass, make sure it has a handle. Thank you. Take care of each other. It's been a pleasure. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy, or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me, Lewis Black. It is produced by James Salkind. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer,
Ben Brewer. Executive producers Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast. And most of all, thank you, all of you, who ranted so well on this show.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.